Welcome to the keynote stage. So my name is Mark Walsh. I'm the founder of this conference and part of the leadership team with Daniela and Manel. We have got quite a feast, quite a treat in store for you. The main stage doesn't have all the top names on. Some of them are spread out for various logistical reasons, but there are some awesome presenters on this stage. This stage is also sponsored by Alain Stefani. When we first had the idea of getting sponsors, I basically said, I won't take anyone as a sponsor unless I love what they do, because otherwise it doesn't have any integrity for me. I didn't know who Alain Stefani was, but I met her in Berlin. Someone said, oh, she's an intimacy teacher, she's an ex-sex worker, best-selling author in Germany. And I said, okay, well, I'll meet her. And I met her. And as soon as I met her, I felt at ease. I felt like, wow, this is a person who's playful, but also a deep listener. This is a woman who's a real leader. Since I've seen her work with people in very, you know, around trauma, around intimacy, around very difficult areas, men and women, I've come to regard her as a friend, actually. Like, I love her. So go to her website and check it out. It's Alain, I-L-A-N, Stefani, S-T-E-P-H-A-N for November, I. AlainStefani.com. There's an offer there called Love and Rage, which is as juicy as it sounds. You'll also find links in the descriptions for the videos below.
So Daniela is the mistress of the Embodiment Conference, the head techie person, the main organizer. She scares Stalin with her spreadsheets. She knows, keeps it all together. And I'm Mark, and this was my idea. So basically, between the two of us, we're going to go through all the keynotes and say this is who they are, and hopefully give you guys a better idea of keynotes you might want to listen to or keynotes you might want to give a miss. We think they're all awesome, or else we wouldn't have invited them. However, they're awesome in different ways. So that is the session. Do we have our sponsor video?
Yes, of course. Just give me a moment. So, oh, wait. I need to share properly, otherwise the sound is terrible. So here we go.
Welcome to the keynote stage. So my name is Mark Walsh. I'm the founder of this conference and part of the leadership team with Daniela and Manel. We have got quite a feast, quite a treat in store for you. The main stage doesn't have all the top names on. Some of them are spread out for various logistical reasons, but there are some awesome presenters on this stage. This stage is also sponsored by Alain Stefani. When we first had the idea of getting sponsors, I basically said, I won't take anyone as a sponsor unless I love what they do, because otherwise it doesn't have any integrity for me. I didn't know who Alain Stefani was, but I met her in Berlin. Someone said, oh, she's an intimacy teacher, she's an ex-sex worker, best-selling author in Germany. And I said, okay, well, I'll meet her. And I met her. And as soon as I met her, I felt at ease. I felt like, wow, this is a person who's playful, but also a deep listener. This is a woman who's a real leader. Since I've seen her work with people in very, you know, around trauma, around intimacy, around very difficult areas, men and women, I've come to regard her as a friend, actually. Like, I love her. So go to her website and check it out. It's Alain, I-L-A-N, Stefani, S-T-E-P-H-A-N for November, I. AlainStefani.com. There's an offer there called Love and Rage, which is as juicy as it sounds. You'll also find links in the descriptions for the videos below.
All right. Mark, you're muted.
So that was, yeah. Alain. Let's start with Alain rather than go in order. So I do actually love Alain Stefani, and she is awesome, and I do trust her. So her stuff on trauma and intimacy is really lovely and very deep, and she's kind of mad in a fun, wonderful, deep way. So if you want that, when is Alain Stefani on, Daniela?
Alain Stefani is on twice. Once is actually tonight for the panel with other sponsors on what is embodiment and why does it matter. And Alain is also presenting on Sunday the 18th at 12 p.m. UK time.
Okay, very well. So let's welcome everyone now. A few more people have gathered in. So if you could type in the chat, where are you in the world and what do you do? So maybe you're a therapist from Paris, for example. God forbid. Someone from Amman, Jordan. So Mahaba, welcome. Someone from Calgary. This is interesting. Very cool. Okay, so keep it coming to see who you are and where you are. And we might be able to speak to some sort of particular interests you may have. So in this session, we're going to go through some of the people on the main stage and give you a bit of an overview. It's day one. You might well be looking at this conference going, how on earth do we decide what to do? Well, the portal is useful. You can make sure you make an account, and then you can do searches and figure out what you want. But this video, this session will probably be helpful too. So what have we got up first, Daniela? If you could go through the schedule, and then I will...
So first of all, we have the panel today with all the sponsors. So you might want to start introduce them. And this will be on what is embodiment and why does it matter?
That's a good topic. What the hell are we doing this on? Okay, so who's on there? Philip Shepherd, he wrote a wonderful essay on embodiment and he's really thought about it. Philip is the John Luc Picard of embodiment. He's just got this like beautiful poetic manner of talking. Canadian gentleman and links a lot to the environment. So Philip's wonderful. Dylan Newcomb, it's on that panel as well, right, Daniela?
Yes.
Dylan's a genius. I sometimes say he's the only one smarter in embodiment than me. He is a model maker, he's an ex-dancer. The man really thinks very deeply and very clearly about embodiment from a kind of technical point of view. Who else is on the panel?
Who else is on the panel? It is Leslie Kaminoff.
Leslie's great. So Leslie's become a friend of mine. He is one of the most respected yoga teachers, I would say, in the United States. One of the founding fathers of yoga therapy there. He's kind of like no nonsense, no bullshit, New York guy, and kind of a bit abrasive, but I like him. He's not what you'd think of when you think of a yoga teacher. He also knows a lot about anatomy, so he's got that particular perspective on it.
Yeah, and further on, we do have Gil Hedley.
Gil's another anatomy guy. He did a thing on the internet called the Fuzz Speech about fascia. So I don't know if you're into fascia. And Gil is just wonderfully, he's fun, he's quirky, he's lively. I interviewed him and an hour just went by like that. So Gil is, yeah, it's someone that I think people will enjoy as well.
Yeah, and we also have Michelle Boulet in this panel.
Michelle's interesting. Michelle's sort of elegant, dance background, a little bit more on the sort of healing, spiritual type front than some of the others, New Yorker. So yeah, people like Michelle.
And last but not least, we also have Amara Pagano from Azul.
Total hippie. She's a friend of ours. She ran the Conscious Dance Conference that we did. So she's got sort of an encyclopedic knowledge of conscious dance from running conscious dance events where she brings sort of different schools like movement medicine and fire rhythms and these different schools together. So she very much sort of soft feminine kind of manner and knows the dance world very well. So that's the panel this evening, right?
Exactly.
And that would be a good place to start, particularly if you're a beginner and you're like, well, what the hell is this whole topic? What is embodiment? Why does it matter? You know, you're going to hear different perspectives from some very, very knowledgeable people in it. I think it will give you a bit of a sense, like if we think of like Leslie Michelle, they're just such different people that you're going to see some very different perspectives. Like people have different backgrounds, like yoga, dance, the arts, martial arts in my case. So these sort of different embodiment backgrounds lead to very different perspectives and different kind of flavors. You know, that's as much as what people might enjoy as the actual content.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then tomorrow, so the keynote stage, there's not always something going on. So there are just a few hand-picked sessions. And tomorrow we're starting at 4 p.m. UK time with Don Hanlon-Johnson.
Okay, Don's a legend. So Don is like 80-something. And he became a friend of mine. And I remember once he picked me up and we gave me a long car ride. And he's just so lively and so active. And he's kind of a very erudite kind of professor of embodiment almost, but sort of cheeky and fun with it. I've got a lot of time for Don. And he's one of these people that's not super famous, but has been around since the early 60s, like doing stuff at Esalen. And, you know, he's best friends with Bonnie Bembridge-Cohen and this kind of thing. So Don's, he's one of the grandfathers of embodiment, even if he's not super famous. So yeah, we're lucky to have him.
And then comes one of our highlights, Dr. Gabor Maté.
Wow, it doesn't need much introduction. If Gabor Maté is the man that brought trauma to the social world, I would say. So obviously trauma, big topic, one of the more popular topics. And I think Gabor looks at it in terms of like inequality and poverty and gender issues and ethnicity issues, looking at trauma in its kind of wider social frame. And he just has this kind of cool, laid back Hungarian, seen it all manner. Oh, he's been in Canada for many years, but Gabor's cool and he's highly educated, smart guy. So it's a very wide perspective on trauma that he brings. It's not just like the individual psychological, it's more the social. And I think he's probably one of the more famous, like maybe Alanis Morissette and him are the two most famous people that are here. And he's actually very humble. I was at a conference he was teaching at a couple of years back, and you know, he was just hanging out and was very chill, and you know, he's a very approachable kind of guy. Kind of dry, sort of dry humor.
That fits our brand, doesn't it? So unfortunately, not every presenter can present live because of schedule issues and so on. So we're following there then with a pre-recorded interview from Otto Scharmer.
Yeah, so Otto's he's an interesting combination of sort of business consultant, I think it's MIT, and also kind of quite alternative. So he's originally Austrian-German, and you know, he's got this... he's looking at systems theory. Theory U, of course, is his famous thing, if you've heard of Theory U. So this is sort of management theory, but in almost a mystical, embodied, intuitive, you know, feeling-based frame. So it's quite an unusual combination. Very much one of the business people, but also, you know, deep and not a dry chap. And he was very much talking about, like, where we're at in the world today. I recorded the interview a couple of weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago. I mean, like, for example, anyone in the business world is like, he's an absolute, you know, one of the top people in the sort of business consultancy world, and he brings in body and intuition, feeling in a way which is quite unusual in that world.
Yeah, and the last session on the keynote channel, actually a keynote session, is tomorrow, Daria Halprin with The Body Moves, a life dance.
Okay, another legend. So, I mean, it's the Malpa School, Daria, her mother, Anna, that's the founder. You know, they've been around a long time and doing conscious dance type work, therapeutic quite work. I did a workshop with some of her students, actually, and they combine art beautifully with movement. So you'll move and then draw and then move again, then talk and then move again. And it's this nice combination of talking, drawing and movement. I don't know how to describe the work because it's very broad, so I don't want to put her in a box, but it's essentially like dance movement therapy type work, deep, but has this kind of alternative angle to it. So it's not just therapy. Daria's been around a long, long time. So again, one of the senior people that we're working with.
Yeah, and she will definitely do something interactive. So bring some drawing and writing material for this one.
Yeah, actually, can I just ask people in the chat, who are you looking forward to out of all these? I'm going to, rather than just talking at you for an hour, I'll stop every now and again and ask your opinions. It's kind of nice. So someone said they liked the Fuzz speech by Gil Headley. So is there anyone that sort of you're particularly looking forward to catching?
Yeah, and on this note, Gil Headley, as actually all sponsors have also individual sessions. So Gil Headley is talking on Saturday the 24th on actually What's the Fuss? So you might want to come and check this out.
If you see me looking down, by the way, I'm looking at a monitor where I can read the chat just about. Oh, so I can stand up. Why don't we all stand up and have a little move? So have a stretch, have a wiggle, have a move, do some what I call cat yoga, you know, not proper yoga, like cats get up in the morning and they're wow. Quite hot under these lights, so I might change where my mic is. Come on, Damo. Come on, camera. Look at this good-looking young man. Luke, oh, not quite as good-looking. He's vegan, though. So it's not his fault. It's not his fault.
Vegetarian.
Okay, thank you, vegan. Thank you, vegan.
Look at the
hot under the lights. Okay, who's up next, Daniela? Who should I talk about?
Just give me a moment. So we have the next day, Friday the 16th, we're starting with Sebastian Foucan.
Oh, he's cool. So I was on a panel with him and someone said he's one of the co-founders of parkour. which is like, you know, free running, free movement. I was like, wow, that's pretty epic to be the co-founder of parkour. And then someone said he was also in a James Bond film. I was like, no. So I was doubly impressed. He's originally French, lives in London, very approachable, very cool, very fun, just nice guy, down to earth. He's a mover, you know, he's not a theoretician in that way. He's just someone that loves movement. And, you know, that's a hell of a, you know, to have invented parkour is a hell of a thing. So I think I'm hosting him, right?
Yes, you do. And I'm tech hosting him, looking very much forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was also in the movement summit from Rev Kelly a few months back.
Yeah.
This was really cool. And then we have Michelle Boulet. He already talked about her. So every sponsor has its own session. And after this, on the keynote slot on Friday, 6 p.m. UK time, we have Richard Strozzi-Heckler on embodying the mystery, exploring the depths of somatics.
Interesting. So Richard's most known as really the founding father of embodied leadership. So there are other people maybe who, you know, got known or maybe did a little bit before, but he was really one of the first that brought embodied leadership and embodied coaching to the fore. He's famous sort of work with the military, but he's also just done a lot of work with high-end coaching, consultancy work, leadership work, strong background in meditation, martial arts. And again, one of the sort of top known people in this field. I was a student of his for some years, and he's, you know, very, very deep in the work. And he's really studied a lot of different arts, which is, it takes a lifetime to get good at one thing. So when you meet someone like Richard or Bonnie that's really good at a lot of things, it's like, wow, okay, it's quite an achievement.
And after Richard, we have another highlight at 8 p.m. UK time. We have Laurie Altman with the Meditation Circle.
Yeah, Laurie is one of the founders of Open Floor and just a wise, nice, decent human being that does deep work. So I can't recommend Laurie enough. She's the real deal.
Yeah, and this will be also a fairly active session, so you will move a little bit and there will be music. And I just got from Laurie the information that she got the music rights for using from the son from Gabriel Roth, or the husband from Gabriel Roth, Robert Ansel. So okay. That's really okay. Nice to know, really nice music. And we're finishing tomorrow on the keynotes with Charles Eisenstein with the topic human body, earth body, and the body politic.
Yeah, Charles, I love Charles's stuff. He really links the body to the environment. Also, all sorts of other topics. Like, he's got a course on food. He's got a course up for men, you know, stuff on communication, violence. He said stuff around the pandemic, which was interesting and was a bit controversial. But I mean, Charles is very deep. And just a kind, decent human being who thinks deeply about the body as part of our being in the world and the body politic, the environmental body, as he says in that title. So, yeah, if you don't know Charles's work, his books are deep, but also really long and hard to read. So a talk is he's a much easier, clearer talker than he is writer. So let me recommend the talks as an intro to his work. And again, he's just someone I like being around. He's generous and kind, and sometimes like I disagreed with him about something, and you see someone's character when they disagree, and he's showed up very positively.
Yeah, he's a fantastic person to have a conversation with. On Saturday, the 17th, we are starting at 2 p.m. UK time on the keynote channel with Tom Myers and the Anatomy Trains.
Yeah, I mean, Tom's an absolute legend in the anatomy world. His idea of, again, fascial guy, him and Gil Headley know each other in terms of like anatomy trains is his big thing. Like, you may have heard of that, the deep front line and these kind of things. So that's Tom. And he also does a really good presentation. I remember last time, 2018, like nice slides, and it was just well turned out presentation. So yeah, give Tom a look.
Yeah. Yeah, his presentation from 2018 is also in the resources. So if you're signed up, you have access to that. Then we have Leslie Kaminoff with his session on embodiment, empowerment, and agency. And after this, oh my gosh, who is that? It's Mark Walsh on embodiment coaching.
Okay, well, Mark is the one you really want to avoid, okay? His sessions tend to be a lot of jokes. They tend to be very practical. Most, you know, if you just want intellectual masturbation, definitely don't come to his session. And, you know, he is one of the top people of the body in coaching in the world. He's been training coaches for a long time. But personally, I don't like his attitude, Daniela. I don't like his attitude at all.
Yeah, me neither. How did he make it to the keynote stage?
I don't know how
Who let him in?
I don't know how he managed it. We should do something about it. But,
I think he's like just bribing people with flowers and so on.
Did you like the flowers?
I did like the flowers.
You got first pick, by the way. Before I gave it to any of my other girls, you were first pick. So you got to know who the queen is in any castle. So, yes, I'm glad you like the flowers.
I like the commands. Like Christina's, like, we cannot miss this. And Ruth is writing, I have problems with him too. So
that's a shame. You know what? If you don't like me, that's okay. Because this conference has lots of people who aren't me here. I'm actually quite easy to avoid at this conference. So if you're thinking, I really like embodiment, but fucking, I can't stand that Mark Walsh, fuck him, then that's really okay. Like, just avoid me. It's not a problem. This is a genuine gift to you, whether you love me or hate me. So, that's how we roll.
Yeah, and following that, we have Terry Patton, and later that evening, David Abraham.
David Abrams is unknown outside of the sort of embodied ecology world, where he's sort of famous. You know him, Luke, don't you, David Abrams? He wrote The Spell of the Sensuous, which is quite a famous little book, and it's been around a long time. He's a bit of a poet as well. Who was on before then?
Terry Patton, but I don't have a topic from him.
Okay, Terry Patton. I know Terry. He's out in California. So Terry's kind of a philosopher, a psychologist, came in sort of deep spiritual background, good friends with Ken Wilber. He's from that sort of integral type world, and a lot of passion in what he says too. So we don't have a topic for him yet.
No, but it's coming. It's coming.
Poor performance. No chocolate orange for you.
Okay. Okay, so then we have already Sunday the 18th, and we're starting on the keynote stage with Ilan Stefani.
Again, still in love with her. If Rob,
yeah, out there, it's a nice topic. So let me just read the topic: the drama of not being enough. So if you have any troubles with that, that might be a session you want to attend.
Not being enough. What? I don't understand.
Like, yeah, no, it's not a session for you, Mark. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Later we have...
Drama's good. No drama. I don't like drama.
And then we have Dylan Newkamp, embodying the four core states that catalyze sustainable transformation.
Let's do a bit of Dylan work to stay active. Everyone stand up. I'm not qualified in his work at all, but I have hosted him a number of times. So let's all do a bit of yin and yang. This is from his old model. So letting go. Receiving in. And then waking up. Covering the spine, and then expressing out. Receiving in, what do you want to receive from the conference? What do you want to let go of? And then energizing yourself. And then one more time. Receiving in, softening, letting go. Yeah. And then waking yourself up. So that was a little taste of not Dylan's work, but the kind of thing that Dylan does, working with states, working powerfully with different kinds of states. You see, I noticed the last one just feel more awake already as soon as I do that, as if I do this one too much. This is the letting go, going to sleep. Good for control freaks, this one, Daniela. Just randomly.
I don't know. Who do you talk to, Mark?
I don't know. I just randomly put that out there. Okay. So... Who we got next? Who's up next?
Actually, another legend of the trauma world, Peter Levine, with In an Unspoken Voice.
Yeah, I mean, Peter's the most famous guy in trauma. He's one of the people that brought the body back into psychotherapy in a big way. But you know, the trauma world, all of us would be poorer without Peter's work. So a good starting place, I would say, if you're newer to trauma work.
And then we have Amara Pagano, Azul, Movement in Spiritual Practice and Healing Art.
Hippie! Yeah, that will be, it will be dolphins and rainbows, but in a really nice way. And she's lovely and very sort of open, soft, chill. She's the opposite of me, basically. But, you know, she's just does good work. So check her out.
Yeah, she's lovely. So if you saw her in the Conscious Dance Conference, she's a fantastic dance facilitator. It's going to be also an active session. And then we have another highlight, Tara Brach, Embodied Self-Compassion, Awakening Our Hearts with Rain.
Yeah, rain is one of her techniques. You know, it's not like an English thing we get rained on. Tara, again, one of the bigger names in meditation, and I think rightly so, just got a lovely, compassionate, gentle, deep manner. So very soft, beautiful approach to meditation, Tara. So bit of a legend, really. So how did we get Tara Brach anyway?
We had Stephanie. Stephanie Dano did an amazing job in getting some
Wasn't it
of
through
the
Sharon Salzberg?
Huh?
Wasn't it through Sharon Salzberg?
No, actually not. Sharon Salzberg, no? We get through Steve. It's completely independent.
Well, yeah, but Sharon Salzberg got Joseph Goldstein. That was the link. Mm.
Yeah, we have a fantastic team who actually made the introductions to speakers and reached out and wrote them on all different channels. So that's quite a lot of work.
The process of getting some of these people, we just name them like, oh yeah, no big deal. Some of the ones we've known for years, it's an email, right? But a lot of them, it's like weeks, months of work to contact them, to know someone who knows them, to talk to their PA. Like, I've never talked to Gabor Maté about this event. I haven't seen him in 2 years. So it's like, you know, it's a lot of process. Daniela and Stephanie have worked very hard to get these people. Yes, that is Tara who did the podcast, who does the podcast. Is it Heya? Oh.
Yeah. All right. So we are the next day, Monday the 19th, officially marks day off.
Day off. Woo! Sleep.
But not a day off in the conference. So
me and Damo are going to the sauna. That's all that matters.
That's okay. So we're going to have fun here with Paul Check, the four doctors and holistic health. And he announced a session, the last four doctors you will need.
The last four, Paul Check's very well known. Okay, cool. So I'm going to miss that. That's a shame. All right, what else am I missing?
Yeah. Huh?
What else am I missing while I'm in the sauna naked with Damo?
Yeah, well, Paul Check is also doing a session tomorrow on the Movement Channel. So if
is
you
it?
Miss
well
that,
done.
Yes.
I should keep track of this.
Okay, and then we have later that evening, Philip Shepherd. What embodiment means to me?
Yeah, Philip is very easy to listen to because of his beautiful, deep voice. Actually, it's more Canadian than that, but I can't do a Canadian accent. Yeah, very poetic, elegant man.
Yeah, he's. And then we have, oh, that's a highlight, which we just got last moment. Susan Harper, Eyes of Wonder.
Good work. And this is Monday.
That's Monday. Yeah, sorry that you have off.
So she's like the top continuum person in the world, really. I think since Emily Conrad died, rest in peace, Emily. Susan Harper's like the top person for continuum, which is this beautiful kind of fluid movement. It's absolutely lovely. So.
Yeah. And then we're really ending with a big, big drum roll. On that day, we have a panel with Alanis Morissette.
Who's
Gabor
that,
Maté.
Daniela?
You will tell me in a moment.
Okay.
But I'm not finished. There are more people on this panel, Mark. We have also Richard Swartz on this panel, Peter Levine, and Dan Siegel.
Wow! That's like the ultimate mega panel. That's like the panel is panel in panel land. By the way, Alanis Morissette, people don't realize, she's famous as the Canadian singer. If anyone in the comments says, is this ironic? I will slap you, number one. Okay. Number two, she doesn't deserve that 20 years later, 25 years later. The other thing is she's a bona fide trauma expert. Like I listened to her podcast and she's the real deal. So also I'm in love with her. So other than those three things, she'll be a great interviewer. She's a very good host. If you listen to her podcast, it's really nicely done. And yeah, I think I'm not really allowed to take part, am I? I have to just shut up and watch. But I'm sure it'll be good.
Yeah, in a way, it's a little bit let the big boys play, the big girls. No, it's they know each other. So all the five in the panel know each other very well, work together. So this is going to be a jam.
Awesome.
Okay, and then we have Tuesday, the 20th, my day off. So I'm missing these ones.
Woo! Everyone's going to get naked here. Party without Daniela at the Superfires.
Okay, and then we're starting with Bonnie Bainbridge-Cohen.
The legend, the most embodiments person, the absolute grandmother of embodiment. Not as well known as she should be, though she's still a legend in many circles. Her body-mind centering system is very deep, very profound. I went to California to interview her because she didn't do Zoom, so I got on a plane and went to interview her. And I think afterwards I may have had COVID, and I had lunch with her and her entire family and coughed all over them because no one knew what COVID was at the time. It was just something in China. And Don Hanlon Johnson was there, who's also in his 80s. And then Daria Halperin I saw the next day. And then afterwards this COVID thing came out. I thought, oh my God, have I accidentally killed off all my heroes? But they were all fine. Okay, don't worry. They're all fine. And we did record the interview. So if you see me coughing in that interview, that's probably COVID. And but everyone was okay. And Bonnie is an absolute legend, and her work is deep. And we go, you know, the first half of the interview you can see for free now. So I would watch that half and then go to the other half, and it gets really juicy, that interview, because it was like a 2-3 hour interview.
Yeah, it's 2 hours. It's really long, and we cut it halfway. So in the resources, you have the first part, and the second part will be first time live streamed that day. And then we have another elder of the embodiment world, Judith Aston. Also pre-recorded interview. I think you did it last week, right? So this is
really, I did. Judith is in her 80s or 90s or something, and look 20 years younger. Vibrant, so much interesting work on posture and movement, which she showed some little active experiments that you can try while watching it. So it's not just a talk. Again, like Bonnie and Don, you know, this is someone that's been around a long time doing this work. And it was actually really important to me with the Embodiment Conference. It wasn't just like, here's me and my friends, right? It wasn't just an advert for us or just the megastars who would attract people. I really wanted to give a stage to the elders in this work, like Judith, like Don, who maybe aren't so famous, but should be known as embodiment develops and moves into the next generation.
Yeah, and then we have David Bercelli with Trauma Releasing Exercises, Ancient Systems and Modern Science.
Yeah, so David's one of the bigger names in trauma. He invented TRE, if you've seen that shaking system, which I do myself regularly. And David's another one of the good guys. He's just a decent, decent human being, and he speaks passionately and eloquently. In fact, why don't we, in his honor, do a little shake? It's not quite TRE, but stand up and give yourself a shake and a wriggle. A technique I like from Neokinesis, to imagine you have a bit, you're a bean bag, and you were making all the beans kind of equal in each limb. Do you understand what I mean? So imagine you had dried beans in your legs and your arms, and you were moving out the beans so they were sort of loose and in every part of your limbs. The bean bag technique. Have a little shake. It's going to be a long 10 days if you're sitting down. So you'll see me stand up and stretch and shake and move around. And can we get some more comfortable chairs in here? I don't want to sit on my cute little ass in this metal chair for the next 10 days. So, yes, I do recommend standing and shaking and things like that. Oh, we've missed a lecture from... if you've missed any lecture, you can see it again for free for 48 hours, okay? So if you wait an hour or two, it gets uploaded to the portal. And it's getting me a cushion, Daniela.
You need to suffer.
Daniela, do you want to say it? My ass can take it. Do you want to say where the how do they see things for free? How do they do that exactly?
So if you want to see things for free, so the recordings will be posted on the schedule on your portal. So if you're going to the portal, you log in and you're going to the session or to the speaker, You see the recording as soon as it's ended. So it takes, I think, an hour, and then it will be automatically posted on the portal.
It says library, I think, doesn't it? Rather than schedule, it's one of the tabs.
Yeah, it says library.
Yeah.
So go to the portal. It's very straightforward. You will find it there.
Cool. Thank you for your question. Where are you? Is it higher or higher? Where are you in the world? It's curious. Nice to hear from people. Would anyone like to ask a question at this point? If you put your hand up, we will bring you onto the screen with the magic of technology, and you can speak to us like a normal human. Would anyone of the attendees like to say hello and put your hand up? We'll bring you on. You can come say hello.
So somebody's asking which portal, the embodiment portal, of course.
Okay, so if you go to the website, theembodimentconference.org, and top right, log in, you go in through there and you can make yourself an account, you can save things, you can look at the different sessions. So that's well worth doing if you haven't already. It's all free. Daniela, there's some people with hands raised. Can we
bring them in? You want them in the main room?
Yeah, bring them in. Let's have a look.
Okay, Wendy, let's bring you in. Nice to see another face. Suzanne is writing, no questions, but utterly loving this so far. So excited. So we are.
Welcome to the group. Hello, Wendy Prime. Any relationship to Optimus?
Hi, Wendy. You can unmute yourself, put your camera on and say hello.
And words. Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Wendy.
Not really good light, is it? Hang on. Shall we just turn ourselves around? Maybe that might be better. Yeah, that's
okay,
a bit perfect.
That works.
As to Optimus Prime, Mark, that's a bit old hat, I'm afraid. My son is suffering from that.
I'm terribly sorry. I couldn't resist it. It's new for me. And
I don't blame you.
One
don't
of
blame
my
you.
Heroes as a child.
Yeah. Yeah, my kids loved it.
Do you have any questions?
Not particularly. Can I just say I'm looking forward to trying out lots of different things. And it's just great to see some of my heroes like Gabor Maté, Tara Bracht, you know, the people that I know quite a bit. Well, I know I've read most of their books, so I'm pleased to sort of see them in action. You know, there are other things. I thought, oh, that's interesting. Things I've not really thought about in terms of embodiment or, you know, being with the body. Like movement. I was watching the intimacy and relationships sort of start up, and I thought, that's really an area I've not even thought about in relation to this. So no questions particularly, but I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Great. It's nice to notice, and I'd recommend everyone does this, like look at what are the areas you know about, and you might want to treat yourself to, you know, reminding yourself of one of your favorite people. And then maybe, you know, like Wendy said, like pick an area that you don't know much about and go, okay, well, I'll learn a bit about that. I'll, you know, extend my horizons and see something new. So, I mean, no one knows about everything at this conference because it's too much, you know, it's too wide. So, that's a nice approach, I think, Wendy. Do you keep the portal? There's a question here. Yes, you keep the portal. And if you've paid for stuff, it knows that you've paid once you've logged in. And then it just lets you have it on there for free. So if you pay for 48, if you don't subscribe or you don't upgrade, it's 48 hours. And after 48 hours, if you've paid, it says, oh, you've paid, you can keep having it. And if you haven't, then sorry, bad luck. By the way, it does go up in price tomorrow. So if you're looking to upgrade, tonight is the day to do it. If you're looking to get the whole library at the best price.
All right, who else do we have? Oh, interesting. We have Alanis Morissette a second time.
Oh my God.
Interview with Dan Siegel.
Dan Siegel, neuroscience, interpersonal neurobiology, interpersonal neuroscience, well worth a look. I've just seen the time. We need to keep moving, Daniela. Who else is coming?
Yeah. On Wednesday, actually, they're both special guests, which we can't yet announce. So stay tuned. And on Thursday, we are starting with a pre-recorded interview from Sharon Salzberg.
Sharon Salzberg is the mother of Metta, one of the top meditation teachers in the world, wise and awesome as a human being. I love her lots.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful interview with Martin Aylward, who pre-recorded this for us. And then we have Steve Hoskinson, who's also a sponsor, by the way.
Yeah, Steve, he's a friend of mine, old Aikido guy, but really very intelligent approach to trauma. Like, he's really thought about it. Very leading edge approach to trauma, actually. So check out Steve.
And we have Stephen Kotler, The Art of the Impossible.
Stephen Kotler is the man that sort of wrote one of the main books on flow. So I would highly recommend Stephen's work.
Yeah, definitely. Who else do we have? Oh, we have a really, really gem later this evening. We have Jack Kornfield and Rudy Goodman, The Awareness and Love in Uncertain Times.
Yeah, I mean, just two of the senior meditation people in North America. So solid meditation teachers, very well-known people.
On Friday, 23rd, we're moving with big steps towards the end of the conference, Mark. So we have Martha Eddy on Friday the 23rd, embodying fluidity literally and figuratively, small steps for moving stress and trauma out.
Martha's a friend of mine from New York. She wrote one of the best books on the history of somatics and embodiment, strong dance movement therapy, Laban, BMC background. Martha's she's just one of the top embodiment people in the world. That's all I'd say about her.
She is a somatic scholar. She's really, really eloquent and also in research and academics, really well known.
Someone said, how do I define love? I would never attempt to define love. I would define it by having my wife unanswer your question. There.
Okay. And on Friday the 23rd, keynote slot on 6 p.m., 90 minutes, Jon Kabat-Zinn.
90 minutes? How did he get 90 minutes?
Yeah, we have one or two exceptions.
What? You were flexible with them? It's unbelievable. Jon Kabat-Zinn, founder of modern mindfulness. If he can get away with it, I think anyone can. So, Jon is, you know, one of the people who established the scientific study of mindfulness. So it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and he is speaking, beautiful topic, actually, the practice of embodied presence in the only moment we ever have.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Saturday, 24th, we're starting with Max Strohm, Vital Life, Better Sleep, Stress Management.
We love Max, don't we? He's a good friend of ours. Max, yoga teacher, breath worker, nice guy, smart guy. Yeah, Max is the real deal.
Yeah, and he also developed his online teaching quite forward, so it's pretty slick. And he's coming on for a short practice session and a little bit of question and answer. Right, who else do we have? Ohad Naharim, Gaga lecture and demonstration with him.
Good pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you lived in Israel, didn't you?
I lived in Israel. Gaga, I practiced Gaga there, never with Ohad, but yeah.
The founder of Gaga Gans is this beautiful kind of fluid form from Israel, which is just lovely to practice, and I highly recommend him.
So also a lot of shaking and quaking. So if you don't know Gaga,
what's it called?
Shaking and quaking.
I like it.
Yeah, it's quite fun. So in shaking, you just shake out, and in quaking, you imagine like this, like an earthquake, and you're getting moved. So it's really assessing new movements, new ways to move, which you consciously hardly can actually imagine or make up. All right, who else do we have? Oh, Stephen Porges.
Tired. I'm not bored of Stephen. Stephen is a legend in the field of trauma, and his stuff on polyvagal theory, the vagus nerve, this polyvagal theory is really, really smart and very compassionate guy that knows how to speak. So yeah, if you had to pick one on trauma, I'd be tempted to go for that one.
And then we have what I already said, Gil Hadley. What's the fuss?
Yeah. The anatomy guy, lots of fun, quirky, good guy.
Later on, we have a session with A.H. Almas.
You want to talk about him?
I can. So A.H. Almas is actually also, it's a researcher, it's a meditator, spiritual teacher. He developed the Diamond Approach. Very, very intellectual books. They're not easy to read, but when I read them, when I started with meditation, it was really like, how can they know I'm so unique? How was it actually possible that this is written down? Like, that can't be. So A.H. Almas is incredibly smart. He is incredibly eloquent and intellectual. And he is a fantastic person to talk to. This is, by the way, also, oh, Mark, you will kill me. It's 90 minutes.
Oh, I don't really mind. I'm just curious how they got you flexible. Someone's asking me, how do I see the chat? Well, I have a monitor on the floor. So when you see me look down like that, I'm looking at the monitor so I can read the chat. It is also on a screen in front of me. We've got a big screen set up there. I can just about read it on that screen.
Yeah, and then we're already on the last day, and we're starting
the last day? Oh my God. Already, is it over already, Daniela? We just began. What happened?
So we're starting the last day with something which fits very well into the end of a conference. There's again this weird guy, you know, like, how did he get a second session?
Am I back? Am I back on? Did I
get moved? Yes. Well, it's still a little bit flexible. We might move you there. So the last day is still...
There'll be some scandal.
Yeah, and it's but this one is about life purpose. So if you didn't figure out what to do with your life, you might want to attend this one.
I offered what should I do on, and some people said life, because this obviously the conference is a part of my life purpose, like it, you know, genuinely is. Mm-hmm. And people said, oh, you should do it on life purpose because it's you embody that as part of the conference. So I was like, okay, why not?
Yeah. And then we're moving already into the closing ceremony.
Wow. Yes. It's good for me to go through it with you, Daniela, like this, actually, because often we don't, you know, often when we're going through it, there's like a work objective and, you know, we're looking at some complicated theory. It's kind of nice just to chew it over for an hour.
Yeah, and there are also two people which are not yet scheduled. Ken Wilber, because he's sick, so we're not yet sure if he actually can be in the conference, because he's bedridden for 2 months, so it's still in consideration but not really decided. And we have Rick Hansen, who's not yet scheduled, but he definitely signed the contract. We just need to figure out when he's actually presenting.
Okay, great. Rick Hansen, meditation guy, and there may be a special guest or two, right? I want a panel with Jackie Chan, Steven Seagal, and Chuck Norris. Can you arrange that?
Steven Seagal? No, Mark, sorry.
No way. No, not Steven Seagal. We'll get
Jackie Chan, Jet Li, happy.
Jackie Chan's cool.
But Steven Seagal, I would put my veto on, sorry. And just one thing to Rick Hansen, he's not just meditation, he wrote Buddha Brain. So he's actually a neuroscientist, and he pulls the link between neuroscience, happiness, all kind of contemplative practices. And he's writing a lot. He has his blog and he has a newsletter. So definitely check him out if you're into neuroscience.
Okay, well, that is a hell of a feast, isn't it? If you just watched the keynotes, you would have a feast. And then you would miss 970 sessions outside of this channel. So we've literally just mentioned less than 30, and there's another 970. So do check out the other channels. But if you're feeling like maybe the keynotes is enough, I think some people would just watch keynotes, and that's okay. You will miss some good stuff elsewhere, but I get that. I actually get that as a choice. Do people have any questions for us about any of the keynote sessions?
Anything you're missing in the keynotes? There's a question in the question and answer box.
Ooh.
Jot Schwartz is asking, do you have any speakers who specifically address mental health disorders such as schizophrenia?
There's definitely a load of speakers talking about mental health and mental well-being generally. In terms of schizophrenia or psychosis more broadly, I can't think of one. Can you, Daniela?
No, not about schizophrenia, but the focus is also on how to work with things embodied, and I'm not really aware if there are embodied practices around schizophrenia.
There's not that many approaches to it that are.
It's a very niche topic.
Well, I tell you what I would say is go to the Facebook group, which we encourage everyone to do anyway.
Yeah.
And start a thread on it. Say who is interested in schizophrenia and embodiment. And see who answers. And it may be some of the speakers answer, because especially some of the less super famous speakers will answer on the Facebook. So do start that Facebook thread and I will approve that one, no problem at all.
Yeah, and it's also, we have a lot of speakers who have very broad options what they can talk about. And they pick one topic, but they also know about other things. So there might be also speakers who actually don't talk about schizophrenia, but have a background in that, but choose for whatever reason not to talk about this in the conference.
I like your German pronunciation. Say it again.
What do you mean?
Schizophrenia. I'm just taking the mic out of your German accent. Nothing to worry about, Danielle.
My German accent is beautiful. It's very lovely. Precise.
Exactly. Okay, we're always just mocking each other, guys. Okay, don't we love each other? So don't take it.
There are a few Germans who actually laugh. You see, we have humor.
Germans with a sense of humor. Who would have thought it? Okay, friendly.
Wait, Mark. There's one person who has the hand up. Hiya.
Okay.
Maybe take
the audio.
Yes. Hiya. You are. If you unmute yourself, you can actually say hello.
Bottom left, Haya.
Hey, Haya, say hello. I hear you typing, but you can talk.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Tired, but well. Where are you in the world?
In Jordan.
In Jordan, Mahaba, welcome.
Yes, I missed you, guys. I had to take off from embodiment conference and I want to see the embodiment conference.
Okay, yeah, well,
I'm looking forward to it. You know,
great. Well, enjoy 12 days.
There are some important topics for me.
Yeah. You know that there's also the keynote stage. It's also translated into Arabic. So there's live interpretation, printation. Of all the keynote slots, not all the sessions on the keynote stage, but all the keynote slots. So you can also watch in Arabic.
No, I can understand English.
All right.
Okay.
I'm better in English.
But tell your friends that they're available as well, okay? Because we know, I've been to Jordan, I like Jordan, I know a lot of people there speak in English, but not everyone. So maybe there are some people who would benefit from the Arabic.
All right. Thank you, Haya. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Haya. Someone's asked, how do we access the keynote addresses? Through the portal, the same as all sessions. Okay. So log in, top right of the embodimentconference.org, log in. And then you can see what's on different sessions, including the keynotes. Just click and Zoom opens up. You're in the keynote stage now. So however you access this, it's exactly the same way.
Exactly. And the keynote slots, the non-competitive, when every other channel is closed, they have also like this little orange tag on it. So you immediately see it. And there's also like a whole bunch of flags, which marks it that it's being translated.
Okay, let's wrap this up. So if you haven't already, please invest in the recordings in the library for yourself. You can digest it. You won't miss anything in your own time without having to rush. Maybe Daniela could put a link in to the upgrade there, yes. Different options for different people. So that supports us and helps us out a lot as well. And of course, it makes it free for everybody else, which is appreciated. So do get that if you can. Lots of other good stuff, as you said, coming up today on this stage. Later on, there's the panel we mentioned earlier. And Daniela, anything to finish?
I think what I would like to say is to finish is be careful with fear of missing out. So there's a lot of going on, even on the keynote stage, there are 4 or 5 sessions per day at times, and that can be too much. So be careful with embodied burnout. So that's not a good thing. Be careful with how much you can actually put on. There might be sessions more challenging. There might be sessions more soothing. That is also tagged in the portal, so you can look for more challenging or more soothing sessions and take breaks. Go out in nature, cook a meal, talk with friends, have a coffee, or just simply lie down and rest. And you don't need to attend every session. You can watch the recordings, or if you have the option, buy them.
Great. We'll see you on the Facebook group. We'll see you on the sessions. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you for the questions. And thank you, Daniela. See you in a bit.
Thank you so much.